Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Experience the unconventional.
Hello.
The unpredictable.
Don't you think that's a bit weird?
And the completely unorthodox.
It was my birthday.
With rule-free Ian Lee.
I was just trying to generate a bit of content.
The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
Hate alarm clock. Hate going to work.
On Talk Radio. Where it's going, we don't know.
Here we go! My kids, who are 7 and 9 years old, know every single word to that song. Imagine, that's what we're doing. That's what Brexit has done. My kids know all the words to the first song on the Remy Nicole album from 2007. God damn it, that's Brexit. That's Trump for you. This is the state of the world that we are in. My kids know all the words to the first song on what is ultimately a pointless, if brilliant, Lily Allen rip-off album, for God's sakes. Good evening, dear listener. Late Night Alternative, Ian Lee, 0344 499 1000. I'm not saying anything until one of you phones up, so let's just wait. I'll take them straight to air. Let's just wait for the callers. Oh, I should give the number out. Sorry, that would help. That would help. I realised that was a very, very poor mistake. That was a tragic mistake. That was a really powerful opening, and then I balls up by not giving out the number. So, right, to anyone calls in, 0344-499-1000. 0344-499-1000. Now we wait. It's better.
I wipe my dog's bum.
Didn't mean to play that. That was an accident. I was just fiddling around on my computer. Here is one. Let's go to line one. One, you're on the wireless.
Hello.
Are you on speakerphone? Good day to you. I'm not having it. I'm in a great mood, by the way. Genuinely, man. That's not sarcasm. Line two bottled it. I'm in the best mood. Let's go to line three. Three, you're on the wireless. Now that's a call. That is a call. That's how you start a radio show. Thank you. Line four, you're on the wireless.
Hello, Ian, it's Paul.
Hello, Paul, what is Ian?
Hello, mate,
are we all
right? I just thought you needed somebody to talk to, so I thought I'd give you a quick bell.
Go on then, what you got for us?
Mate, what the hell's going on with this world? You're going on about your kids and that song.
Yes, buddy.
Well, this Jeremy Corbyn needs taking out and shooting.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah,
no,
why
mate.
Not?
No, he doesn't, because we don't shoot our politicians over here. I don't know if you remember, but a few years ago, a politician was brutally murdered in the street. So no, we don't shoot our politicians. We don't make jokes about killing our politicians, because we are better than that. Because some people listen to those jokes about shooting and killing politicians, and they take them literally. So no, Jeremy Corbyn doesn't need shooting. That's a ridiculous, obnoxious, horrible, dangerous thing to say.
I apologise for that, then.
Sorry?
I apologise for that.
Thank you very much. Apology accepted. We don't make jokes about shooting politicians. Remember Joe Cox, for crying out loud? That happened so recently. We don't make jokes about taking politicians out and shooting them, because you know what? Someone did that.
a terrible, terrible joke to make. For crying out. It wasn't even a joke, it was a comment. You don't do that. Apologies accepted. 0344 499 1000. Let's try line 5. You're on the wireless.
Hey, it's Andy from Shrewsbury, Ian.
Prove it.
Well, you helped me out some time ago, about 6 months ago, when my father just passed, and you were very kind to me.
I remember.
And I really, really appreciate that. Now, can I just talk about anything, any topic here?
Talk about anything you want, sir.
Right, well, I had a really stupid thought the other day.
Oh, yeah.
And it was, if you're driving in a car going slowly, and there's a certain level of rainfall...
Yes.
And then somebody else is driving a car going quickly in exactly the same level of rainfall...
Yes, carry on.
Which car would be hit by the most water?
I don't think I understand the point that you're making.
Well, I just thought, if you're driving along slowly in heavy rainfall, then another car's driving quickly in heavy rainfall...
Who would cause the biggest splash?
Well, who would absorb the more water, really? Ooh. I don't know, Ian. I really don't.
I know you don't, do you? And I don't know. And I'm not sure I understand the question.
Well, it's just something that's bothered me for some time, and I've spoken to experts who are far more intelligent than I am, God knows.
Hang on a minute. What experts have you spoken to?
Oh, physics people with degrees in physics and
people,
God knows what.
Physics people.
And they'll just throw their hands up and say, well, they'll say, it's a car going slowly, of course, you idiot. But I'm not sure that's true.
I thought they were going at the same speed.
They are, but no, one's going quicker, the other's going slower. But then
the one going slowly would. You idiot.
That's...
it would, though, wouldn't it?
I don't know, because the car's going quicker. It's hitting far more raindrops
than any other vehicle. It's dodging the raindrops.
No, it's not, is it really?
It's dodging the raindrops by going faster. It's hitting less raindrops.
It is because of the airflow. Yeah, right, you're right.
Thanks very much for your call. I'm happy to help with these problems. One question I've got tonight is, can we get a list of 60s and 70s groups only, please, that have got all of the original founding members that made them famous? I can't think of many bands. Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young is one. Can we think of any others? 0344 499 1000. In the meantime, hello, line 2, you're on the wireless. Sorry? Not a clue. Let's try line 4, you're on the wireless. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air. Jesus Christ. Are you listening to the radio? Yes, he is. Hello? Yes, hello? Hello? Goodbye. Come on, man. Let's try line 6. 6, you're on the wireless.
Hi, and it's Tim.
Hello, Tim.
I called you on Tuesday, right at the end of your show.
Right.
And I didn't have time to tell my story.
Okay, can you make it... You're sounding very muffled.
I've got a new phone, but it's rubbish.
It is rubbish, isn't it? Tell us what make it is. Name and shame. Name and shame.
Well... The one that begins with a vowel and then has a phone afterwards.
iPhone.
Oh, yeah, that's the one.
iPhone, you phone, me phone, two phone. Two-tone, yeah. Two-tone. Okay, well, what was your story?
Okay, well, there were parts to it that I didn't get through to.
Didn't ask for the stage directions. I just asked, what was the story? What's the story, Morning Glory?
Well, okay, I'll go through the whole story then.
Please do.
So I've been a long-time listener, but I've never called before because I've been scared.
I don't think I've got my bell with me, otherwise... Oh, hang on. Hang on. There we go. You get the ding-dong.
Well, technically, this is my second call now, though, so I don't know if
you should have said that. You don't deserve it. You should have said that before. That's awkward. Let's move on. We'll cut that from the podcast.
Oh, thank you. I'm going to make a podcast.
Sorry?
Am I going to make the podcast?
Not at this rate, no.
Okay. So my New Year's resolution was to phone you.
Yes.
And I didn't really know what I'd talk about, but then I thought I'd talk about you.
Can we get in stage directions? Just give me the story, big man. You can do this.
Okay. Okay, so my dad called me about a year and a half ago.
Yes.
And he talks about how his uncle or his cousin used to push trolleys with Bruce Lee.
His uncle or cousin used to push trolleys with Bruce Lee. I'm in.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Okay. And you appreciated this call, and that was all good. So I put your radio station on to go to bed to every night, not because I find you boring, but just because it's quite a nice thing
Hang
to
on.
Listen to.
I'm confused. Was that the
story? No.
The story?
That's the introduction to the story.
I don't want a prologue. I don't want an epilogue. Well, I don't want stage directions. No. I just want the bloody story.
Okay, well, now I'm about to hit you with the story. Okay, so I was asleep on this occasion, and, like, fast asleep, and all of a sudden I woke up.
This story is not going to be as good as my cousin or my uncle used to push trolleys with Bruce Lee. I tell you that now.
I know. I'm just a disappointment.
Yep.
So I was fast asleep, and all of a sudden I woke up, and I thought I was in some kind of strange dream, and it was my dad phoning into you.
What?
And I had no idea that he listens to you, and I heard the end of that story as I woke up because I heard his voice on the radio.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello. Is there anybody there?
Sorry?
Is there anybody there?
Yeah.
Yeah? What you doing?
Hello.
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 Hello. Who is this?
Hello. It's June.
Sorry? Yeah, what? Am I still on talk radio? Hello?
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 Hello, this is Talk Talk. Can I help you?
Yes?
This is Talk Talk.
Hello?
Your call will be answered shortly. Hello? Hello, caller?
Hello?
Hello.
How you doing?
Hello, caller.
Right. I can hear you.
Talk Sport, can I help you?
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, this is Talk Sport, can I help you?
Hello, can I help you, caller?
Hello.
Hello, caller, can I help you?
Have we gone straight to here, have we?
Hello, caller, can I help you?
Diolch yn fawr, is there a cymryd?
Hello, caller, can I help you?
Shall I come right?
You can if you want. This is Talk Sport. Hello, what? This is Talk Sport. Can I help you?
No.
Well, I suggest you hang up then, caller.
No, you hang up first. I can stay on here all night.
Hello?
Hello? Hello there. Yeah, I just got a weird response from someone. I don't know where it was. And then she cut me off.
Hello?
Hello? Ah. That sounds familiar.
Say shut it, pal.
Sorry?
Say shut it, pal.
And what's that supposed to mean?
Radio.
A guzzler. A guzzler.
A what?
A guzzler.
To whom my food's an hour in?
Am I talking to myself here?
I've called you. Yeah?
Just shut it, pal.
Shut. Can you spell that?
Dear, dear, dear. What a radio program this is. Who's that?
Who am I?
Who, you?
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know if we need to start again. Hello?
Who's that?
Well, I've called you, haven't I?
Are you real?
Yeah.
Who's that?
You just asked that earlier.
Yeah, I know it is now. Oh, are you up, Paul?
Oh. So you do know, you're asking who's that, but you know now.
Yes. Oh, are you up, Paul?
Am I what?
Oh, are you up, Paul?
Am I something, Paul?
I've done a little garden.
Oh, my God.
Unga, 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 shanga, unga, unga, unga.
Are you going to meetings?
Yes.
Yeah?
What was that?
Are they helping?
I don't know, mate. Neither do I.
You don't know. So you're going to meetings, but you don't know if they're helping.
Who the hell is Ginger Baker?
I think you need to go to maybe something else.
Please don't go.
Yeah.
Just shut it, pal.
It's a shame. It's a shame, really. You need to, I don't know. Do something else, mate.
What was that?
That's all I can say. Do something else.
What was that?
You're going to keep repeating yourself?
Yes.
Yeah?
Oh, God.
You're bringing God into it, are you?
What are you beefing on about?
You just mentioned God.
Did we get a word in Edgeware here?
Hey, what's he going to
do? Hey, Ian Lee is winding you up. These are pre-recorded things he's telling you. It's not a person who's speaking to you.
What's God going to do for you? Hey? Hey?
Nobody can wind me up.
You just mentioned God. What's he going to do for you?
Who are you speaking to? Me or God? Or the other person?
What? You mentioned God. What's he going to do for you?
thought you were speaking to somebody else. You're not speaking to me.
Somebody else? What? I'm speaking to you.
You're not going to wind me up. You can play these little clips you do.
You keep coming out with words and people and God. To explain yourself, then.
You almost caught me earlier, but I realise what you're doing now.
What? Why are you mentioning certain things and places and people?
I almost bore then.
What?
I almost bore.
Say that again. Who are you? I phoned Talk Radio. Yeah?
Well, I thought...
So who are you?
I thought I was speaking to BBC Radio Wales.
How you doing?
Nice on there. Of an evening.
It's nice, isn't it? So, question. Keith Lorraine, is there any point? If a Womble and a Smurf had a fight, who would win? Important question.
Neither. They'd fall over.
No. No way. I think it would be a Smurf, because they're magical. What do you reckon?
Hello? 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 Thank you for calling Talk Radio. To speak to Ian Lee, press 1.
1.
Transferring you to Ian Lee.
Man goes in a bar, which is unusual because normally they sell pork scratchings.
Yeah, but as I was saying to Patricia, who overheard a conversation where Margaret was telling Daphne that David was told by Mary O'Shaughnessy that he wouldn't be allowed to shop in Tesco anymore. And I don't know if it's a rumour, but Peter drove over 200 miles.
Experience the unconventional.
Hello?
The unpredictable.
Don't you think that's a bit weird?
And the completely unorthodox.
It was my birthday.
With rule-free Ian Lee.
I was just trying to generate a bit of content.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Hate alarm clock. Hate going to work.
On Talk Radio.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.